This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no shortcut home.
No shortcuts, you.
There's no easy way out.
Hey, whoever brought the readers, they dead wrong for not bringing a whole lot of readers. They brought like four cups of readers.
Man,
what's wrong with that?
We need the truck here like at Eagles training camp.
You know how much I love my readers, right?
Yeah, you put down a lot of training camp. Yeah.
Y'all play too much. That was just real disrespectful. You only brought like four things of readers.
What flavor did they give you?
It was like the orange with the mango.
Mango. Ooh,
mango's good. Mango's clutch. But it's just like all these folks running around here in the office, and you only bring like four of them?
They probably bought like a million boxes of pizza. And they were gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We sprinted through
there's
that.
There's nothing like, I don't know what it is.
It's, if people know there's food here, it's like, bang.
I don't know if it's like this where everyone works, but here, if there's free food, there people just crawl out of places saw them before.
Hey, I'm not shy.
I see people I've never seen in the offices before.
And it's like they haven't eaten in weeks.
It's crazy.
Like they're trying
I'm going to get that free meal.
Yeah. Well, I expect that from you.
I live by myself, and I don't eat on a regular, so I'm going to go ahead. Take full advantage of all that. Y'all can talk about me, call me Glenn Macnow, like, or whatever y'all want to do. I ain't tripping.
Wow. Well, I mean, I didn't say that. You did.
I mean, shots fired.
I don't really have room to talk because I was one of the people that went out there to get pizza.
Yeah, no, I get it. You're probably.
But I'm here every day.
Yeah, no, you are. You're
every
you're
day,
in.
Boots on the ground.
We're here, and the Phillies are now back. Opening day today, the Phillies and the Nationals. We're 3 hours away from first pitch. Trey Turner going to lead off. You missed earlier. The lineup is out for today's game. Trey Turner, as we expected, is going to be the leadoff hitter. So the Nationals will start a lefty today in Mackenzie Gore, a good lefty. So that that kind of pushes the Phillies towards their lefty lineup, which is what it sounds like Rob Thompson is going to do. So it's going to be Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber, Realmuto, Kepler, Castellanos, Stott, Marsh, Wheeler, the Phillies lineup today. Against the lefty, Mackenzie Gore. We're going to talk to Devin in just a minute coming up from down in D.C. to get the, kind of set the scene for the start of this season. One thing, Hugh, that is noticeable, you kind of pulled it up the other day. The schedule is pretty light this first week.
You know,
it's not like football where you say you have
you
to
gotta
win.
Like you got a murderer's row.
Right, because, it's a long season. But it is set up. They get if you were to look at the NL and you were to pick out the three or four worst teams, the Nationals, the Rockies would probably be a part of that, along with the.
It's a nice little ease into the season.
Well, that means you better get wins, though. I need victories.
Yeah.
I need victories here to start the season. So
yeah, you do.
Get the
4-2. 4-2.
I'll be totally happy with that. Yes. So I was trying to look to see who the Phillies are facing pitching wise on Saturday, because one of the things I'm curious of is does the performance matter, or is it just lefty righty in terms of the leadoff hitter. Like, let's just play it out. Let's say Trey today goes 3-for-3 against Mackenzie Gore. He gets 3 hits. But then the next game, they're facing a righty. Is Trey Turner not the leadoff hitter Saturday? Because that's what it seems like. It seems like they're just going to do it based on who the pitcher is they're facing and not what you did leading up to that game. And that's going to be interesting because, like, if Trey's hot, how do you not bat him leadoff
that,
again?
Interesting that you say that because I think that going into this, with this being opening day, that everybody's going to be looking at Trey. Everybody's going to be looking to see how he looks at the plate, if he takes that first pitch or if he swings at the first one or whatever. So that's I guess you have to go with the feel for the game. We don't really know for sure. I would say this. We don't really know for sure if that's what Topper really wants to do.
We don't.
So I would say if Trey gets off to that hot start that I think he's going to get, just let him get back out there and see what happens.
Well, we'll find out. And Nationals Park today, 4:05. We know it's going to be Turner leading off. Devin Caney is down there at Nats Park, ready to cover the game. She's with us right now. Devin, how are we doing today?
Good morning, guys. We are doing great. I just got here. It's a beautiful day. We just chatted with Bryson Stott and Max Kepler in the clubhouse. I rode down on Amtrak with a bunch of Phillies fans, so should be hopefully a mostly home crowd, even though we're down here in D.C. But yeah, doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, first of all, Devin, because I have to ask this before we get into some hardcore baseball. What's the weather like? Okay. Because when I got up this morning...
Yeah, he was afraid of the cold.
It was cold. It was brick this morning. So what's the weather like right now?
Hugh, I heard you complaining about the weather this morning, and I have to say, I love this weather. It's crisp. It's cool. It's a nice, early spring day. This is the beautiful part about opening
Devin
day,
took
you know?
Shot at me. You see that?
Well, you're a little bit of a baby when it comes to the cold. I mean, a little bit of a baby.
You're being a little bit of a baby. Let's be honest. I'm with Joe here. It's like 61 degrees and sunny here. It's nice.
61? Okay,
yeah.
I'll take that.
How about wind? Because sometimes wind, Devin, March, April in baseball, that could get into the effect of the game. Is it windy or more of like a calm day down there?
It's like a breeze. It's a breeze. I wouldn't say it's anything that could impact the game, so I wouldn't worry about the wind.
All right, so we know that it's going to be Trey Turner today leading off. Devin, I'm not sure if Topper has been asked this specifically, and I'm not even sure if he would answer. But what I'm curious of, and I'm curious what you think and how it might play out, is do you think this is going to be just based on the pitcher they're facing, right? Like today a lefty, maybe Saturday a righty, and then they go back and forth? Or do you think the performance of the players will have a say? Like I was saying before you hopped on, if Trey goes 3-for-3 today, but they're facing a righty on Saturday,
right?
You know, does that mean he's not leading off? Because that feels a little counterintuitive to try to getting the lineup the way they want it.
I'm not sure. We're going to talk to Topper in about a half hour, so I'm sure we'll be asked. If not, I'll be sure to ask it. We just talked to Bryson Stott in the clubhouse, and he was asked about Trey Turner leading off, and he just kind of laughed and shook his head and was like, look, I'm just glad that I'm not the manager who has to make that decision. I think it all depends on, Trey Turner and how he does today, but it's also one game out of 162, so I think baseball, it's a fine balance of, like, putting weight into one game, but then also realizing that it's a long season and things can change. I would imagine that if Topper said he's going to, switch up the lineup and lead off Kyle Schwarber against righties, then he'll probably stick to that plan on Saturday and when a righty pitches.
I think you're right, and I think it'll be interesting if Trey does well today, how people react to that. Devin Caney with us here. She's down in D.C. Phillies Nats, 4:05 on WIP. Devin, what's your expectation for the team? Because we've been talking to fans all day, and it's interesting.
We've been kicking it around.
Yeah, there's a wide variety. I mean, you have some people that maybe it's just because it's opening day, but very optimistic and talking about high 90s, 100 wins. And you have other people that are in the mid-low 80s, like down on the team. Where do you come down? Because I can't remember a time where it was this wide of a gap in expectations.
I know. It does feel like there's a really large disparity in expectations. A lot of the things I've seen online, like I posted some 2025 Phillies predictions, and I'm getting a lot of pushback. And all I said was that, Bryce Harper, I expect a big offensive year from him. I expect Brandon Marsh to become an everyday player. And people just seem to want to doubt this team. And, I understand it. The Phillies have disappointed us, the last three postseasons. I get it. I'm positive about this team. What I guess, would hold back my, like, ultra confidence in saying, you know, they're going to win the NL East again and a World Series or bust once again would be the division. Like, they had the Mets who got Juan Soto, the Mets who knocked them out of the postseason last year, and I think the Mets only got better, at least on the offensive side of things. And then the Braves, who might not be fully healthy yet, but Spencer Strider will be back in full eventually, probably sooner rather than later. Acuna, of course, will also be back. So the Braves are also a threat, and those are just within their division. And then they have the Dodgers in the National League. So I feel like I'm kind of sounding like a negative Nancy. I'm more positive than that. I'm going to guess like a 92-win season, which is still great. It's still great. I still think the Phillies will make the playoffs. Well, I'm trying to not get my hopes up because I don't want to get hurt again.
Wait a minute, hold up. So you don't have them going to the World Series? You don't? That's what it kind of sounds. I don't want to put no words in your mouth.
Well, look, if they go to the World Series, am I wrong
and
in saying that it would be a Cinderella story based on the competition
that
they'll have to be?
No, it's not a Cinderella story. It's a team.
If they go to the World Series, that means that they would have had to beat probably some of the best pitching, if not the best pitching in the league, just within the National League.
Okay, I get that.
They would have to go through
Shohei Ohtani. A gauntlet.
They'd but this is a team of destiny. This is time. Is the it? Time is now.
Destiny?
The time is now. Why are you laughing at me,
well,
Joe?
Well, I don't know. I mean, destiny feels
optimistic.
Strong.
Yeah,
I mean,
listen, I'm going to tell you and Devin right now. I predicted that the Eagles would win the Super Bowl last year. Boy, if the Phillies go to the World Series and win it all, y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing.
Yeah, I don't know if you bet I told you so, Douglas, Devin, but this is him. He decides to tell us that he knows.
I ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll take it. I've actually said this before, and I think that the doubt and kind of the chip on the shoulder that a lot of the guys inevitably have on the Phillies will work in their favor. I think they felt the pressure last year. I'm not saying that they're not under pressure this season because they know that their window is closing. You know, they're becoming an older roster. But I think that guys like Bryce Harper, like, they really lean into that Philly, and this sounds so, you know, corny. I sound like Nick Sirianni saying this, but I do think that Philly underdog mentality works for them, and I think that can work in their favor.
Well, you know, they are flying under the radar, Devin. That is one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not just with us and our, you know, some of our callers, but nationally, it's the Dodgers, right? They're the best team. They're the best collection of talent. They're the defending champions. And the Phillies, Devin, I remember hearing you talk about this a few weeks ago, that when you were down there at spring training, they just were talking different this year. It wasn't as much like, hey, we're going to win the World Series.
Not a whole lot of bravado.
It's almost like they're, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but they certainly are, they're flying under the radar here, and I think they're flying under the radar nationally. Maybe it will help them.
Yeah, no, I think it absolutely will. And just talking to Bryson Stott and Max Kepler in the clubhouse a couple minutes ago, they kind of just reiterated the same sentiments that they had in spring training. And it's just that kind of quiet focus of, yeah, you know, we're working on our approach at the plate, but we're not going to divulge too much because, you know, they don't want to give away a competitive advantage. We're just focused and we're taking it one game at a time. And I think that's a really good mentality to have, not when you're going into opening day saying World Series or bust.
We shall see. It starts today, 4:05, right here on WIP. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes. Enjoy the game, and I'm sure we'll talk a lot this season. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
There
Bye.
She goes. Devin Caney down there at the park, Nationals Park in D.C. I mean, how about you trying to bully her into World Series prediction?
No,
If she feels it, she feels it.
First of all,
I would
never bully Devin.
You did, but you did.
I did not.
You trying to make her feel bad for not saying World Series.
I just wanted to hear what she had to say. If it did, I would never
just
take a bully.
Just because you think you're Nostradamus.
I would never take a bully talk with her. But I just wanted to hear it because it just sounded like, you know, especially because Devin was there. She was on the field with the Eagles. So, you know, you got to be optimistic.
Well, of course you did. It's opening day. I mean, I agree with that. So here's the question, Kyle. Although a Phillies World Series on top of an Eagles Super Bowl wouldn't be the coolest year
that
ever.
That would be the Coop de Gracie.
Could we handle Told You So Douglas moving forward?
No.
He'd be a problem.
He's already a problem.
I don't like say stuff like that. I'm not over the top.
Oh, come on.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not.
You can't pretend now. There's an audience that can see you now, and they see.
I don't do that.
They see the arrogant facial expression. Like
arrogant.
I know everything.
I'm not arrogant, but boy, I tell you what. As I look at the camera, boy, I wish we'd have had these cameras When the Eagles won the Super Bowl. No, you know what I wish we would have had these cameras?
No, don't bring it up. Don't do the
okay,
offense
fine.
Defense.
All right, dude, fine. I won't bring it up.
Well, I mean, it would have been good. People could have seen the anger on our face when you said defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
I'm just saying. Man, they can see me now when I'm right about something, y'all like be all up in y'all feelings when I just sit here.
Or you think you're right and we're laughing. Which is what happens.
Either or, it's about the same thing.
As we're hinting at, WIP is now live on YouTube. Subscribe to the Sports Radio 94 WIP and be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We need your bold predictions. The best answer we get today. We've got some good ones. Wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco and get on the record. Win total, how far are they going? Violet in Virginia is up on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Violet, we're good. It's opening day. How are you?
I know. I'm so excited. I mean, I'm not... of course, my first love is football, but I do love baseball. And like I said, I've just been watching it like the last several years, so I don't know like too much about it, but I'm going to be optimistic. I think 162 games, that's a long season. I think injuries plagued us last year. The bullpen kind of fell off. It was kind of like the ending of the Eagles the other year. So I'm going to be optimistic. I think we're going to do really well. And are you ready for my bold prediction?
Of course you got. What do you got?
Okay, don't fall off your seats, but Taiwan Walker's going to have a great year.
Oh, no. That's the bold. Violet, we will not get a bolder prediction.
Cole Hamels said it. Cole Hamels was – I believe Cole Hamels. Why are you looking at me like that?
What do you mean by great, Violet? Like he stays in the team all year or he actually wins games?
You said if he stays on the team all year.
Well, now last year, every time he came out, I held my breath and then I was, it was not good.
No, I felt ill watching him.
He's going to have a good season. He's gonna come out strong, and he's going to save some games for us, I hope.
I love it. I mean,
but that's going to be my prediction.
That's a good one. Violet, we appreciate it. All right, so Taiwan Walker has a good season. Will we hear a bolder prediction than that?
I mean,
I don't think so.
That might be leading the clubhouse.
I mean, I expect him to be released in June. I mean, she's got him with a good season here. You think he's making it the whole season?
No.
Not this year. No, I don't think so either.
Are you asking me now?
Yeah, do you think he's going to be here for the full season?
I believe in Violet.
You believe it? Do you believe in Taiwan?
I believe
you don't
in
have
Violet.
To be nice, man.
I don't know, man. Cole Hamels said he looked good. I mean, we saw he did have a meltdown a couple years ago. Would you say two meltdowns?
Well, he had two. His last two spring training games were.
I can already feel Hugh telling us how fascinating he finds it. That Taiwan Walker's making all this money.
Oh, no.
I won't do that.
He's going to do the Tobias thing.
But
to
I
us.
Will yeah. say this.
Stop.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Say it. The video of Tobias dancing last night.
Living his best life, getting ready for the playoffs.
Nobody
Congratulations,
roots for people
Tobias
to steal
Harris.
Money more than Hugh Douglas.
Because. I mean, I just think it's. Like I just like to be totally honest. I just think it's cool because he didn't do nothing here.
This is all about the end of Hugh's career. He's like, man, I wish I could have squeezed every single dollar.
There's a kinship between Taiwan and Tobias and Hugh.
You've been working around me too long. That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm like, damn, I couldn't steal another year. Just
wait,
1 year. Just give me 1 year. All I wanted was one.
Taiwan has stolen two here. This is going to be year three. He's stealing money from
the
Phillies.
You know what? When he was dancing, you know the first thing I thought about? Crumble cookie. He said.
You're the worst.
No.
I know.
Because
unbelievable.
He was mocking us last night. That's what he did. He mocked us last night. He mocked us. Because he said.
Glad I know where you're going to be in the spring. Hugh, what did you do last night? Watch the Pistons playoff game.
I'm not.
Why?
I'm definitely not watching the Pistons play.
My guy Tobias.
I just think it's funny.
Yep. We know. Fascinating. Interesting.
Yeah, really funny.
His dad
Big joke.
Tried to tell us.
Big old joke.
His dad tried to
Well, so did Dr. J. I mean, whatever the heck that was. Art in Florida is up. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's Art. What's up?
There?
Hey, listen, I'm not too optimistic. We have a coach that doesn't even know his lineup yet. I don't see the Phillies really with their hitting.
We did get the lineup.
Well, he has two lineups. He just has two lineups.
The lineup is going to be this today. Tomorrow's going to be a different lineup. Yeah. We have a coach that doesn't know. I don't think he knows what he's doing. So that's just my take. And I don't think the hitting's going to come through the way everybody's thinking. 3 years in a row now, I mean, what's going to change, you know?
How many wins you got for us, Art?
So I don't see them making the playoffs, so maybe 80.
Oh. 80. Eight. That's our lowest. You've come in at the lowest one so far. Art, bold prediction for the season. Is that it? No playoffs?
Yeah, bold prediction, Topper gets fired.
Yeah, that's pretty well. If they only win any games, Topper's certainly not going to have a job next year. Art, we appreciate the phone call. Art, just a buzzkill there. 80.
He's excited about the season start.
80 would be a disaster, guys. I mean, if they're under 500, it'd be...
Wait a minute, Colorado won like with 60 last year, didn't they? Won like 60-something games?
60, yeah, they're terrible.
No, I was just thinking, yeah.
80 would be a disaster.
If it's 80, then he's probably right about the Topper thing.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I thought about when he said that. You know how Larry Bowa was talking about how there's a parallel between this group and then his group in the late 70s, early 80s? That 79 team took a step back, right? They were really close, 76, 77, 78. They took a step back, had some injuries in 79, changed the manager, and won in 80. So, I mean, look, it would be disappointing. Does it mean everything is over forever? No, I don't anticipate that. Unless they have huge injuries, I can't see this team being under 500. That would be incredibly bad. Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Rob.
Hugh?
Yes, sir.
Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was hoping I could catch Jack Fritz there. You know, Jack Fritz, what is he drinking, man? I mean, every year he comes out with this happy juice stuff. Oh, you know, they're locked in. You know, the same adjectives every year with these guys, man.
You don't like Jack's adjectives.
you know, don't you get tired of hearing these same adjectives about these guys? Well, they're locked in spring training. You know, they're ready.
Boy, he's
to
got
go,
red
you know?
Pinstripe glasses on. You know how Jack is.
And Kyle, too, a little bit. But Kyle seems a little bit more reasonable, I guess. But
some days.
You know, but you got Bryce. We got out-coached, not out-played Harper. You got Trey, I'm making too much money, Turner. And you got Bryce, of course, he'd like a raise. You know, these guys, they disgust me, man. They disgust me.
You disgust it on opening day? We haven't even lost the game yet here, Rob.
Yeah, because, you know, it's the same, they're not those guys until they are, you know, and that's just the way life is. So we can talk all you want about what they're going to do. I like to bring Mike Trout in here, too, because he can help us fail, too. I mean, how many $300 million a year guys
do you need?
Why is Mike Trout getting so many shots today? He's an angel.
Because
so he's hurt.
Because you want him.
I'm just not ruling it out. I haven't ruled it out.
Because he's a phony who's okay with losing.
He's been a loser and he's been okay.
He could
demand a trade and want to win.
Going to the bathroom though, dog. He went home and didn't know he was hurt.
You better keep it down, man. One of these days, you're all us.
I'm skating on thin ice.
Yeah. Life alert, Douglas. Sorry.
Yeah, and you had poor Devin on this just a few minutes ago. Come on, Devin. Stop it, Dev. Please.
What's she doing? Please. She's trying to
leave everybody alone.
It's nothing going on here, man. You know,
it's opening
along,
day.
Nothing to see here.
It's opening day.
Wreck.
Rob, how many wins you got?
I got like, I'm like the last guy, 80, 85, maybe 90, but they're not going to win. The thing is not about the wins, Joe, because we're getting caught up in these wins. It's about the World Series. So and they're not those guys until they are. Win the World Series. I don't care how many wins you got. If you're getting there with 60 and you win it,
that's a good year. Yeah.
You know, but you can't keep talking about how many wins. Who cares how many wins they have? Win the World Series. Call me when that happens.
Well, you have to win a requisite amount of games to get to the playoffs to win the World Series, Rob. I mean, like, that's part of the whole thing.
Yeah, but your focus seems to be on how many every year. It's like how many wins are they going to have? Who cares how many wins they have? You know, just get in the World Series.
Well, there's 162 games that we have to go through. We gotta stop acting like it doesn't matter.
We gotta wait to the playoffs start until October, Rob. What are we supposed to do?
I
want to throw a PSA out there. Okay, the other day when I did the accountability pledge, it wasn't just. I got to deal with this now.
Yeah.
It wasn't just to rip them when they struggle. We also should enjoy the regular season.
Yes, of course. Like, I agree. Totally agree.
Like this whole, like, wait, because I can hear it now with Rob or someone else. Like, let's say they get off to a good start. You know we're going to have the people saying none of this matters till October.
Yeah.
And I get that, but, like, you can enjoy the team.
Yeah, enjoy the ride, man.
They have good players.
Yeah, and it's opening day, and a lot of us are stuck in the past, man. I know I'm telling you. The gap between the Sixers and the Eagles, that's what's killing us. That is the killer. And now you're looking at the Phillies and you're thinking the same thing. It's opening day. Hope springs eternal.
It does.
I also want people to realize how ridiculous they sound when they say all this crap about the Phillies and how much they think they stink and then throw out 90 wins.
Can I say this, though?
Rob,
pretty damn
80,
good teams win 90 games.
80 to
we have
85
to, stop.
To 90. Can we pick a number? I mean, like, what are we doing with that?
Can I say this, though? I'm not going to lie. When the game starts, and if Trey Turner swings at the first pitch, I'm going straight to Twitter.
Well, you know what we're going to say.
I'm going straight to Twitter.
Well, if he gets a hit, people are okay with it.
yeah, I'm saying.
Swings and
but
misses.
But if he swings and misses, I'm going straight to Twitter.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
I want to see.
You should probably stay off Twitter for a while with the things that we're getting sent about you today.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I saw some of the pictures. I'm cool.
It's good, though. All right, 215.
I know what's going on.
215-592-9494. Get on the record. Opening day. How many wins to the Phillies? What's your bold prediction? The best one we get wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. On the other side, let's take a look at some over-unders. We'll hit those and get to some fun long shot props to the Phillies this season. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, that would be me. You can save up to 60% now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for this year's models, which means you can save on their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save up to $500, people, on select certain mattresses, plus the free adjustable base. That's the best part about all this, people, the adjustable base. You can adjust your bed and it vibrates and all kinds of other stuff, but you know, you can go in the store and find that out. 0% financing is available, and you always rest assured with the Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. Not sure which mattress to get? We got you. That's why we have the Bed Match technology. It's the only diagnostic technology backed by science to help you recommend the perfect mattress for you. Don't wait. Do what I did. Couldn't see that for a minute. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop their entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. Mattresswarehouse.com.